On Thursday, December 14th, a group gathered in front of the Charlesview apartment complex near the corner of Western Avenue and North Harvard Street in Lower Alston. Charlesview is a subsidized apartment complex with 213 units. About 20 people rallied in protest of Harvard's plans to expand into Alston. Harvard is threatening tenants of Charlesview apartments with eviction, so many were trying to save their homes. The rest of the rally was composed of neighbors and Harvard students. Samantha Brown, a legal advocate from Greater Boston Legal Services, described the recent history of Harvard's expansion.
Harvard has been buying up land secretly since the 80s, and has disclosed this information in 1997 to the public. And the situation with Charlesview apartment complex has been going on since 2002, where the owners of Charlesview apartment complex were considering selling the property to Harvard.
According to Brown, Harvard currently owns about 300 acres of land. She said that demolishing the Charlesview apartments is strategically essential to Harvard's expansion plans.
The Charlesview apartment complex is that gateway to their new Alston campus, and so it's really important for Harvard to kind of get them out of the way.
David Dance, a neighbor expressing solidarity, said that this conflict is part of a larger pattern.
I've just seen a lot of displacement of particularly low-income housing people in Cambridge, just in general. The Riverside community was eaten up by Harvard just years ago. These residents in this building exist as a result of just struggles and promises from the university at a much earlier point in time. So here we are again, many years down the line, because Harvard wants to expand. It's not really talking to and negotiating with the families that live here.
Chase Elazar, a Harvard student who is protesting with the Charlesview tenants, said that he's seen a lot of support for the tenants amongst Harvard students. He criticized Harvard's plans.
I don't think it's quite right for them to basically buy up land, like especially from low-income households, like basically like slumlords, and knock it down because it's something that they want to do or it fits into their plan of how Harvard should work.
Aside from student housing, Harvard also plans on using the land along Western Avenue to build a biological research facility. Jenna, a neighbor in Lower Alston, said that the lab would experiment on living animals.
Harvard wants to put up a lab here that will undoubtedly be used to oppress animals right in our backyards.
She described the current conditions of animals in laboratories used for medical experiments.
The cruelty and the suffering they endure is unimaginable. We've got primates who can live, breathe, think, and feel the same as we can, being subjected to experiments where they are infected with HIV, with hepatitis, and then they have to live out their lives in solitary confinement because they can't be with other animals whom they will also infect, despite the fact that these diseases do not manifest themselves in the same way in primates as they do in humans. You've got animals whose eyes are sewn shut to simulate blindness. We have animals whose legs are chopped off, whose nerves are severed, whose brains are dissected. All for what? These are animals who are not the same as humans. These are animals who the results of these tests do not apply to people.
She believes that Harvard would subject animals to these practices if the proposed lab is built.
This is what is going to be happening in our neighborhood should we allow Harvard to take over the Charlesview complex. And we're marching today to oppose that, to oppose cruelty, to oppose oppression, to oppose vivisection, to dissent against this neighborhood being taken over without our consent. Let's show them what this neighborhood means to us and what the power is of the people.
Yeah. Lucia Velasquez, the president of the Charlesview Tenants Organization, held up a list of 140 signatures from tenants who don't want to move. She moved into her apartment decades ago.
I've been living here in this place for 35 years. I've been a neighbor in Alston Brighton for 45 years now. And it's a long time, and I think I deserve the right to express myself.
She described some of the other residents of the low-income apartment complex.
Some of them are older people. Some of them are very bad physical conditions. They are in a wheelchair, some have special needs. And others are families who doesn't want to move. But for some reason, they are afraid now to go out and fight for their rights. I don't know if it's an intern movement that are making them afraid to lose their apartment or what it is.
Velasquez said that Harvard has ignored the tenants of Charles View.
They don't want to talk to us. It's just like they tied up our hands in the back. We're not going to move if it's not good negotiations for us.
Velasquez also questioned the proposed biolab.
How that's going to affect the Charles River, how is that going to affect the water that we drink in the environment for the children and for the animals that live around here.
In Boston, this is Home Fries.